Why does Hollywood lean so far to the left? I'm an entertainment journalist and movie critic, so I get asked this question a lot. If Hollywood reflected America, then half of Tinseltown should be as red as it is blue. But that's not remotely the case. Why? Here are five reasons. 1. Guilt. A-list actors are paid incredible amounts of money to play dress-up. They're ridiculously fortunate, and they know it, and they feel guilty about it. That guilt must be assuaged. And what better way to assuage it than to speak up for the less fortunate, the undocumented immigrant, the misunderstood criminal, women, blacks, gays, and the transgender, too. And by God, there's an entire planet to be saved. You can't feel guilty if you're saving humanity, can you? Especially if it means no actual sacrifice on your part. 2. The need for meaning. Somewhere along the line, probably in the 60s when so many wholesome ideas went south, the notion that providing entertainment was, in and of itself, valuable lost currency. Not with the public, but with the glitterati. Sure, acting brings money and fame, but not meaning. And meaning is much more important than both, especially if you can purchase it so inexpensively. All you have to do is say the right things about the right causes. That those causes always happen to be leftist ones is merely a coincidence. 3. The need to be loved. Everyone wants to be loved and admired, but most actors live to be loved and admired. Success for an actor is being adored by strangers. When stars rail against border enforcement, pro-lifers, or a certain real estate mogul, and still get fawning press coverage, that's even more love and admiration. And there's a bonus. You get to be told how courageous you are for speaking out. A rant about guns and Oscar night becomes a powerful statement. It doesn't get better than that. Speaking of Oscars, if you have any hope of winning an award, and who doesn't want awards, that ambition goes out the window if you're suspected of being on the wrong side of the political aisle. 4. Career preservation. Job security doesn't exist in Hollywood, and this makes everyone, from the top stars to the lowest crew members, very nervous. So, in order not to give anyone the slightest excuse not to hire them, Hollywood types double down on woke posts to Twitter or Instagram praising the latest leftist fad. These messages send a clear signal to their colleagues and especially to their employers, I'm a forward-thinking progressive just like you. Push against this orthodoxy and you'll pay a stiff price. Ask Gina Carano how that works. When the star of the popular Disney series The Mandalorian suggested that conservatives were being persecuted for their political beliefs, she was lightsabered from both the show and Hollywood Inc. Or consider how singer Macy Gray changed her tune after she said trans women aren't the same as women. Mercilessly pounded for this apostasy, it only took a few days for her to fully recant. 5. If it's right, it must be wrong. There is a pervasive belief in Hollywood that conservative ideas are grounded in hate or denial. Conservatives hate gays and minorities, deny science, and even deny that America is systemically racist, and on and on. Imagine, they wail, if these haters ever gain power, we descend into fascism, or worse. This explains why celebrities get hysterical whenever the political winds shift. Hollywood activists never say, oh, we lost that one. They say, it's the end of the world. And to them, it is. Okay, I can hear you asking, why should we care what Hollywood actors think? I agree, we shouldn't care so much, but let's face it, a lot of people do. Stars are American royalty. And, like it or not, they have a big platform. When they take strident political positions, it further divides us. We should care because it's just plain un-American that an entire industry discriminates against those who hold a different point of view. Liberals were appalled when this happened during the anti-communist Hollywood blacklisting of the 1950s. Why aren't they appalled now? And we should care because it's tough to take all that liberal hypocrisy. No one should own guns, but they have private security. Nobody should have an SUV, but they are chauffeured around in Suburbans. CO2 emissions are destroying the planet, but they fly to Cannes or just across town in their private jets. Yes, we could stop going to their movies and turn off their TV shows. But what we really want is for them to do what they do best and what brings people together in laughter and tears. We want them to act. Oh, how we would love them if they just did that. I'm Christian Toto, founder of HollywoodInToto.com and author of Virtue Bombs, How Hollywood Got Woke and Lost Its Soul, from Prager University.